Protect. Brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we hear from speakers and attendees at a recent event where the transformation needed in Cork City for it to become carbon neutral by 2030 was the focus of discussions. Cork City has been selected as part of the EU 100 Climate Neutral and Smart Cities mission to seek to achieve climate neutrality by 2030. And Doherty is Chief Executive of Cork City Council.
Plans on paper are very important, but far, far more important is breathing life into those plans and ensuring that we take the steps to implement them. We have to do that collectively.
Cork Business Association organised the event with an aim to educate and engage CBA members and the wider business community to provide insights on how the journey towards climate neutrality will impact their businesses and how they can support this objective. Clara O'Neill is chair of the CBA's Cork City 2030 Committee.
It's really important to have a plan in place, and the City Council can put that plan in place, and I suppose it's really not, the City Council can only put that framework in place, but it's up to the business community, it's up to the transport authorities, and it's up to the individual people as well to make behavioural choices and changes to, in order for these plans to actually be implemented properly.
At the event, Cork businesses had the chance to share their sustainability journeys. Ger Kiley from the Old Oak says they're seeing the benefits from making changes to how they operate, including the installation of solar panels, a move to LED lighting, and cutting sound checks at peak times where possible.
There are an awful lot of things that can be done are really straightforward, really simple. They almost hit you in the face, but you don't see them unless you start looking at them. But we have found that we have been able to have a very positive impact to the extent we've made savings all the way along the line by taking very easy, very simple, very straightforward, easy steps.
There's one thing, and I suppose it's very applicable to your business, about even the sound checks, as simple as that, cutting them there between the peak times. Take us through, I suppose, the move to that and how it's been received by bands.
Well, we only do it when we can do it. But if it doesn't, it's not possible all the time, and some bands can't arrive in time. It depends on what time they come and where they're coming from. But we just do it when we can. We don't try and dictate or impose anything upon anyone. We just do what we can, when we can, as best we can.
Lord Mayor of Cork, Councillor Kieran McCarthy, says preparation is key.
It's clear from the surveys that Cork City Council have done that, like, I think it was like 84% of people want the city to respond to that there should be climate action. But how we create behavioural change is a different element. But climate change is coming. We saw in some of the graphs there that flooding and storms are really going to hit Cork in the next few years. So we need to be prepared. Everyone needs to be prepared. So there is no plan B to this. So we need to be ready. So anyone who's there kind of going, well, this is not going to happen, it is going to happen to Cork. So we need to be prepared for it.
CBA President Kevin Herlihy says the breakfast briefings will continue over the coming months.
Ger Kiley from the Old Oak has gone down the journey of putting in solar panels into his business, and I've seen them myself, and it's absolutely fantastic. I looked at it myself in my own business, and unfortunately it's just not feasible at the moment. So I think if there's more grants and the costs of putting that system comes in, then, you know, I think you'll find more houses doing it, more households, more businesses, and that's the only way forward.
Very positive morning here and positive steps forward now.
Yes, this was the first of our breakfast briefings, Mairead, and we're going to have a second one now in May on our safe and clean agenda. Slightly different to what was on today, but still very, very important that Cork City is seen as a safe city and also seen as a clean city.
Cork Business Association say they hope to plan practical workshops in the style of climate action clinics. The hope is that these sessions will feature experts in sustainability, offering advice alongside businesses who are progressing on their sustainability journeys, sharing their experiences. To learn more about Cork Business Association plans for the workshops, you can visit corkbusiness.ie or check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger
when together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.